In law, the case for flying fire, the case for making thunder, unrestrained, it drops as a gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. Safwan Hill swabs the river and canal there. A new name covers it, Mark there. Oil displaced by kerosene, it's no great way, but the generals love it. It has a big psychological effect, a history of pity, and the smell of victory. Flashes burning the breathed into the breather. A child at cross purposes, heading the other way, in shreds, dressed sort of a garlic, a aioli. Light is everything, is the opposite of fat, is relish without coping. Law, Promethean, expectation bound, not binding. Are its best or worst meanings concealed in wood, barbed, poisoned, the points blazing with fire? My paper is bogus. No prenup is airtight, and its mark holds you in confusion as its proof weight of harmlessness. The wicked speak clearly, broad-faced as the Court of Appeals. The coward strikes a bald head, and a tyrant braids flying hair with charcoal. The ambassador without portfolio sits down, says, I am thine, links his fortunes by watered recrimination to the attaché opening up new causeways through the interior. Danger gets the crystal mark for official clarity. The truth, a category of prisoners asleep, naked, spectating, broken, afflicted and grievous, in fear or in flight. But for the apocalypse, they give us the Freedom of Information Act, and for 2 pence, 5 sparrows, that nothing concealed will not be revealed, filmy nothing said in the darkness, heard in the light, whispers in doorways proclaimed on the ridgepole. These are the gradations of obscurity in public discourse. Our work, the endometrium that binds the naked surface to a dark, displaced richness of fact with whatever we need, analytic. Believing persecution is greater than slaughter, that it builds the organization in the long run, you'll never make in that slip in trainers. These are people, hoping they might evolve to be more than numbers, inmates, waging asymmetrical war in their jumpsuits. Might dream of the fire therein as an airfield in Bagram. We just can't know for certain. Who knows what intentions in their rat hearts, their sports drinks. Like they told us the rules of engagement on the dunes. 1. Feed the people poisoned rice and water for the gods. 2. Lie concealed in a hole bored into the body of an idol after eating sacramental food and setting up an altar. 3. Lie in a secret hole in a wall. 4. Lie in a hole made in the body of an idol in an underground chamber. 5. Hide fiery spies in a tunnel or inside a secret wall. 6. Confront them at night and run down the side. 7. Loosen the fastening of a machine to fall on them. 8. Set fire to their rooms smeared with poisons and explosives or made of lac. 9. Slay them in pleasure parks and places of recreation. 10. Get out disguised as a heretic with his retinue. 11. Get out disguised as a woman, following a corpse. 12. Get carried off by spies as a corpse. Women, 13, may throw a snake, or poison, or fire, or poisonous smoke over his sleeping person. Women, 14, having access to the enemy's harem, may, when opportunities occur, do to the enemy whatever is found possible on the occasion, and then get out unknown. We consist in a fantasy of proportionality. So our architecture narrows to a single point. Even God is bound by love's permission.